No good thing he'll withhold from you. Call unto me, I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Great is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He who I hold in my hand, nobody can get him out. Nobody can separate you from me. You see why you won't be, why you want to be full, filled with the fullness? So listen, when the devil attacked your body, or health, finances, relationship, or whatever he may attack, run to the word. Some people is a little bit slower than catching on. And some I know some healing is instant and some are over a period of time. But here's what you do. Even though you may be under a doctor's care, you sell that on the top end. So when you get to the doctor and they don't agree with what you sell it with the word on the top end, you know what I mean? You go to the very top. And this is what the one said that created me. This is what the one said that owns me. Now, somewhere in there, I allow him to this to happen to my body. But the Lord said, your body belongs to me. So sickness, you're not going to live here. And you go to the doctor and see, this is what won't discourage you. He'll look, he'll check you out and he'll say, well, you got this and that's terminal. You're going to die. You say, no, doc. Or you may smile and say, thank you, doc. And you walk out of that office. That devil is a lie. I'm not going to die until I get ready. How can you secure that? How can you secure that and talk like that? You go and agree with God. And everything he said, you agree with him and meditate on it and walk in it. With long life, would I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. I shall live and not die. When I die, I'm going to be finished. I'm not going to walk around and feel afraid something's going to happen to me. Listen, y'all, and I'm going to minister whatever need to be ministered by the Spirit of God. If they didn't kill me in Vietnam when I didn't know anything, then forget it. I have confidence in this word. I'm persuaded. Hallelujah. Paul said, Abraham said, I'm fully persuaded. I'm more persuaded today than I ever been in my life that this living word of God that I read about in this, in on these pages, lives in me. Yes, sir. And it has conquered death, and death will never rule me or separate you from your God. Hallelujah.